Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello and welcome back. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com and .com.au. Thank you for taking the time not only to download this free report, but also to listen to this audio series. We're talking about your 10-point website success checklist, looking at things from a customer perspective, looking at the things that our clients see when they come to our websites, putting aside the technical and just looking at the interactivity. Now, of course, in the last audio, I spoke about follow-up with fresh, new material that would interest and be of interest to our customers. I spoke about how we want to get them and train them to start taking action on actually downloading our reports or listening to our audios is another great thing. I didn't mention it then, but I'll mention it quickly now. This particular audio that you're listening to has been at one point downloaded from my web server. Well, yeah, I have CD products, but this one is delivered digitally. My web stats show me that this particular file has been downloaded X amount of times in any given month. Now, here's an interesting thing, and I discovered this many years ago because I've been doing online audio now since 2001. I discovered that when I was to do a series like this back then, before I got into interactivity, that the report would go out, and let's say, I don't recall the exact numbers, but for every 100 people who downloaded the report, you would usually find about 90 of them would listen to the first audio, if there was 10. The first of 10. By the time we got to the fifth audio, you'd believe it or not, there'd only be about 40 people who would listen to. The numbers were dropping off. By the time you got to the last audio, we were down to 12, 15%, I think it was, which means for every 100 people who downloaded my special report, or back then I called it, well, I did audio ebook training, for every 100 who downloaded the audio book, only 12 to 15 of them actually listened to the whole thing. Why do you think that was? Well, because back then, and I'm talking pre-2006, we just sent stuff out. And people looked at it and did with it as they want. And then we'd send stuff out and they would look at it and do with what they want. We would just send out more and hope that they were doing something with it. But we couldn't easily get their feedback. And then, of course, I think it was 06, enter something called WordPress, the blog. Dum dum. Sounds a bit like an ancient one of those old-time horror movies, The Blob. You know, ah! Everyone starts running around screaming. Well, for those of us in techie land, we weren't running around screaming. We were going, dude, this is cool. Because all of a sudden, there was an opportunity for people to become interactive with their customers. Fast, instant feedback. And then, of course, things grew into the social networking phenomenon, which we'll talk about a little later. Here's the point. If you really want to go beyond just the client-provider relationship, you know, to develop the consumer-friend relationship, what you need to do is get them to talk to you. Now, in the past, all we could do was ring them up, send them a letter, ask them when they came into the store. Not a great way to get a response, because responses are generally only given instantly. Now, I know there'll be some stalwarts out there who go, no, if I want to say something to my business owner, or when I get back home, I will write them a letter. Okay, but what about the rest of the world? The rest of the world these days says, well, hell yeah, if I've got something today, doot, 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 on the mobile, bang, let's tweet that thing and get it out there. Look at some of the things that the movie stars and the big sports stars these days say on places like Twitter. Oh my goodness, what were they thinking? Well, see, here's the point. They weren't thinking. They were responding instantly in an interactive way. Now, this is an interesting phenomena. because you can take advantage of this in your business with a blog. And yes, there are the 2.0s, which we'll talk about in the next audio. But for the moment, we're talking about the blog, the web log, where people can interact and log or share their thoughts, their ideas, their concerns, their experiences. Now, what could this do for your business? Well, I believe it unlocks the keys to the golden goose. Buck, buck! That's the chicken, but the golden goose is pretty much the same thing. Imagine if every time you published your newsletter, online or offline, and you actually asked people to share their point of view. What did you think of this article, folks? How do you feel about that? Give me your feedback. And if they're on your website, when you ask them this on your log, your web log, your blog, how difficult is it for them to scroll down that page and post a comment? Not very. And this is one of the keys to interactivity, is making it not very difficult. This just blows my mind, the way that things have changed over time. We are used to, from our history, holding things out and then exploding. If something goes wrong in a business, bang, we'll let it rip to all of our friends, but the business hasn't heard about it yet until we get back home and we call them or we do this. Nowadays, it all happens on the spot. So I'm suggesting that you take advantage of people's anger in the reverse. Why not ask the happy people? You know, go find your happy place. Why not ask the happy people to make the comments as well? I mean, you will also get the unhappies and you want them. Here's the beautiful thing about blogging. Here's a techie thing. Excuse me just this moment. You can have it set up so that whatever comments someone posts on your blog, you have to, or someone else with your approval has to approve the comment before it goes public. So do not stress. Setting up this kind of structure and opportunity in your business is the perfect way. Now, let me just give you one idea of how I saw this running the other day. Beautiful. It was a car detailing service. They were doing detailing for cars, you know, special stuff, the flares and the tires and just tricking it up. Oh man, this was awesome the way they had their site set up. But what they did was they also had the blog. Now in this particular blog, they weren't only telling people, hey, this is what we did, this is what we did, this is what we did, because, well, that's all about them. The customer isn't interested in them. The customer is interested in the customer. Because everything that we have to do should be customer-centric, never us or ego-centric. So what this business did was tricked out a new car, decked the thing out, had the thing running, took some snaps of it and the customer on delivery, posted that on the blog. Could have this particular one was actually done with photos, but you could also use videos. And said, go and tell your people to come and have a look and comment. Oh, boy. Sometimes we had, some of these guys were members of car clubs and that type of thing, and you're getting literally 200 or more comments about the work being done on one individual's car. What's that got to do with your business? Well, imagine you do something fantastic for somebody, and they love it. You're going to now make them famous and you're going to put it on your blog and you're going to make them feel good about it being on your website. You're going to show this customer that you like them so damn much that you're going to put them on your website and you're going to send them, send your friends here. Get your friends to talk about it. Beautiful. And all of a sudden the goose lays the golden egg because the friends are now on your website and finding out about what you do. Can you see how that begins to work? How interactivity through blogging can work in your favor? Of course, you need the fresh content. Yes, you need to have a good purpose. But these people are coming back just like the original guy or girl who came along through the search engine, who found that what you're offering was what they want. Do you think that a percentage of their friends will also want what you've got? Absolutely. That's your task for today. Have a quick look at that. See and talk about the interactivity on your website with your customers. Paul Bars from paulbars.com and paulbars.com.au signing off. One more to go. I'll talk to you in the next audio. Bye-bye.